Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rosanna, a new Department of Homeland Security rule is requiring all non-U.S. citizens entering and departing the country to be photographed by customs. Just take us through this new rule and what people can expect.
Sure. So the new rule goes into effect at the end of the year. And for all non-U.S. citizens entering the United States, photographs will be required. And fingerprints for some nationalities, not Canadians. This is part and parcel of the One Big Beautiful Bill, and also from some attempted legislation back in 2021 to secure the borders and to know who is coming in and out of the United States.
How much may this deter travelers to and from Canada with this new rule in place?
Well, it's early, but based on what we've read and heard, it's hopefully going to be seamless in that when you're driving across the border, if you're the driver right now of a vehicle, you're getting your photo taken whether you know that or not. And CBP has indicated they're going to be using a lot of AI technology. So hopefully for the land borders, it's not going to be different other than you're getting your photo taken as you're rolling across. And I suspect at the airports, individuals have to be inspected on their way to the U.S. So, you know, I think it will be a very small obstacle, and they are working on gradually rolling it out. It's not going to be the flip of a switch. And I don't know about you, but when you go to the doctor's office, they take your picture. When you buy a prescription medicine, they take your picture. It's sort of the world that we live in. So I think it's a big headline, but I think the practicality of it will not be too immense.
Is there some sort of concern, or, you know, maybe some people may think that their privacy is violated when they're getting their photos taken by customs and it kind of gets processed? I mean, I'm sure there's some people out there, right?
Yeah, there's always going to be the people saying my privacy is violated. Those are the individuals that don't want to apply for Nexus because they don't want to, you know, give their photo or information to the government. But any building, any street, anywhere that you are in the world, there is a camera somewhere recording you and your actions. So I don't think it'll be much different. When you walk into Disney World, you give them your fingerprint and a picture. So it's the world we live in, but there will be people saying, oh, I'm not going to the United States because I don't like this. And there's really not anything we can do about that.
What kind of a local economic impact could this sort of new rule have? I know that you made mention that, you know, people are getting photographed all the time, but I'm sure for the people that are a little skeptical and maybe don't want to be hindered by this new rule, maybe that might have some sort of impact on the local economy.
Yeah, you know, we've seen part of this back in April when the government's required Canadian snowbirds who remain in the U.S. longer than 30 days to register. And some Canadians are like, you know what, I don't want to tell the U.S. government where I am. I'm not coming over. Now, are we going to see a huge downturn? It's hard to tell. Some people don't like it. Some people feel like it's very punitive against Canadians. But this is happening globally around the world with lots of other countries and in, you know, other parts of the world. I don't think the economic impact will be too severe. I would gather that, you know, the weak Canadian dollar is really what's keeping a lot of Canadians outside of the United States long term.
Very good. Rosanna, anything else you care to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
This does not go into effect until the end of December. And it should pretty much be smooth sailing at the borders. This is going to be happening very gradually. And the way that the government has written this and has spoken, you may not even notice what's happening. So no reason to panic. Stay calm. This is something that, you know, with AI and the technology that we have in the world today, should really be a non-issue.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.